Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this week's episode, I'm joined by someone I've known for about 8 years but haven't seen in a while, Jenna Murphy. So it was lovely to connect with Jenna again. She is wandering down the road on her spiritual journey, and through that conversation about intuition, about surrender, what Jenna really knows for sure is that you always have to follow your heart and really take care and understand what it is that makes your soul come alive too. So a really beautiful conversation. I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did. Jenna, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Oh, no, thanks very much, Anne. It's a pleasure. I'm excited.
And it's lovely to see your face again after a lot of years.
I know.
It's amazing. Tell us a wee bit about you.
My name is Jenna Murphy. I'm 35 and I'm from Glasgow. I was a dance teacher for years in the community, teaching in quite a lot of like deprived areas and stuff, getting kids off the street. It was absolutely amazing. And then my life's just been a wee venture since I've kind of left dancing, but I've still got my creative side. I'm still designing and stuff like that. But I gave it up when I was 30, and I ended up kind of encountering some kind of like new creative ways, because we're in the world of technology now. I'm just like, what other things can we do? Like, you see all like people can make so much livings and different career paths now online. So I've been looking into, like, at that point in my life, just, you know, what else can I do? What can I challenge myself with? What's out there and what's current and what can I learn? And I looked into the stock market and stuff like that, different ways of investing, different ways of being wise with your money as well. Looked into Airbnbs, property stuff. And then I managed to learn off YouTube how to set up a wee clothing line. So I've been doing that for a wee bit of time.
What an adventure you've been on.
It's been a bit of a journey since I caught up with you, Anne.
I know. So I know that you're dead wise, Jenna, and I've known that for quite a few years now. So I'm looking forward to hearing what your answer is. Tell me, Jenna, what do you know for sure?
What I know for sure is you should always follow your heart and your intuition. Whatever keeps your soul lit is what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Even with people, places and things, I've noticed that when we go through life, there's certain people that you vibe with and there's certain people you don't. And that's okay, but I've realized that your energy radiates and those relationships that you get. So recently I went through quite a wee bad spell. You know, everybody goes through that in life, and I feel with our culture, we don't like to show emotion as such. We always feel that we've got it together, and so I just surrendered, and I was like, do you know what, I need a bit of help here. You know, I've been so hyper and positive every day in and day out, just blanking things constantly, not dealing with things properly, not speaking about things, not releasing emotion. So then I ended up, I get my soul read by a lovely girl called Carly Ashworth. Absolutely amazing reading. And since then I went on a little spiritual journey. So what I know for sure is you should always just follow your heart, and it takes you to the right people. The universe is aligned like that, and you need to just follow your true self. Always be true to yourself.
I so agree with you and really resonate with it, Jenna, because often when people ask me advice, which friends and stuff do a lot because they seem as wise, I always refer back to them, what do you think you should do? And ultimately, it's never me that tells them the solution. They just find the solution in that inquiry of listening to themselves. So I really get that. When somebody says, I don't know what to do, I'm like, well, you do know what to do. You just need to get quiet and listen to yourself, and then you know exactly what to do. So see, this has been new, I'm thinking, for you, the way you're talking. How does that make you feel now, moving forward, that you've now got this knowing that I've got the answer, I just need to listen to myself?
Yeah, that's it. It's like we always search for answers outside. And, you know, you can go to your friends. Like, I went to this shaman night with this guy from Colombia, and it really stuck out to me what he said. He said, and it was a healing ceremony, and he said, you know what, we always go to people to talk about things. And he was like, but it doesn't take your problems away. It just kind of puts a wee plaster on it. But he's like, see, when you go to the finer things, because we're in a materialistic world, so we're starting to detach from the finer things in life, which is nature. It's free. And he was like, the trees are there, and I look at me, I'm here, and the water's flowing, and the birds are chirping, and everything's alive. And he's like, you just go out there, I walk, and sit with your own thoughts. And he was like, not all the answers are inside you. And I never actually realised until I started practising it, because it's like, all right, listening to these things, but I was actually a way out doing it and going, do you know what? Like, when I'm calming my mind, I actually know what I want and how I feel. But because life is 100 mile an hour, you might have a family and kids, and you're like, I need the dinner on, I need to get up for work, and it's just constant, and you don't get that time at times to just calm your mind and go, what makes me happy?
No, and I loved you were talking about technology and how that gives us so much, but I think it's taken so much away from us, hasn't it? Because now there is absolutely no need anywhere. Like, you think people go to the toilet with their phones. They have it when they're on the train or the bus. They have it in their bed until they literally are falling asleep. And so where is that time for just thinking? It's interesting, isn't it?
You're right. For me, I think we've never been taught a good relationship with technology. And there's a lot of things that I don't agree with technology. And I feel like you need to be wise and use it properly. Like, if you've got a wee business, get into the marketing side. Like, but don't be scrolling seamlessly for hours and hours and comparing your life to other people, because social media is fake at times, not unless you're getting good content coming your way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love motivational speakers. I love even your podcasts and all that. And it's an incredible platform for females. And it's good to give people a voice and regular people as well. Nowadays, everybody, it's about social status, and you're like, no, like, what happened to the average kind of people? Like, everything's all, and that's the only downside, I would say. And it'd be good to see for the world to move forward in a healthier way. If they took away likes and comments, you would never know how a person was popular. You would never know that. And then people wouldn't be seeking validation from people that they don't know, because therefore you would never see a like and a comment. And if somebody really knew you, they would just message you anyway. So.
Okay, no, that is interesting, isn't it? I think they would. The big companies probably aren't going to do that, because then people would maybe stop scrolling, and they don't want us to stop scrolling, don't they?
It's about changing your relationships, isn't it, towards things?
And I loved what you said there about that sort of an internal conversation, because obviously, as you know, because we were friends when my brain went pop, and when I couldn't talk, I was dead aware, because a spiritual journey I've been on since I was about 19, so, you know, for like nearly 30 years now, I was dead aware of the fact, so the only two-way conversation I'm having now is with myself, so how am I going to make that sound? And I have to say, for that point in my life, my inner chat is always good. I'm always dead nice to myself. Like, I don't give myself any shit. I'm really, really good to myself. Has your inner dialogue changed in this spiritual journey you've been on, do you feel?
100%. I know I read something, I think it was a couple of months ago, it must have been, and it said spelling, like you're casting a spell, you need to be careful what words you use to yourself. And I remember, like, being a dancer, I'd always go, I could have done that better, or I never danced my best there. And you would always be like your biggest critic. You would always say it. And see, now 100%, I'm so careful with myself. If I come out and I don't feel like I've done I would never say that. I'd just be like, do you know what, I've done my best there. You know, I would never speak bad about myself anymore, because you don't realize, but it's negative, and your thoughts are energy, and what you like think about, you create. And I'm just, yeah, the spirituality, I remember you used to talk about it, and I used to be a bit like, I was open to it, but I would always just think people were a bit wacky or whatever, and that's fine. I'm a bit wacky myself as well, the way I dress and whatnot, and I don't care what people think. But since I've gotten it deeper, it's just made me realize, like, if I knew this stuff away back, I would be so aware of the relationships in my life, the friendships that I keep. And because, see, now I protect my energy at all costs.
100%. I totally agree.
I used to be that person that would always, like, answer my phone right away to people and always be there for everybody. And then I'd sit and go, like, who is there for me? And I did have people, but at the same time, I was burnt out. My energy bar just went to zero. And I was just like, no, like, I can't do this anymore.
And so you talked about that, like you've said there, your energy bar went to zero. And earlier on, you talked about surrender. So I'm assuming that's that same sort of a place that you were in, where it's like, for me, and I've been in places of surrender before, where I have to honestly say, and I don't know if this was your feeling on it, it was like climbing down a ladder And just when you thought you got to the bottom, you had to surrender a wee bit more. So I went down the ladder and I went again. But I'm awful grateful that I understand. I'm not saying I'm pretty sure that I'll need to surrender again in my life, probably many times. Has that been a gift, do you think? So some people could see that feeling of almost helplessness, I don't know what to do, but digging inside, looking at, What is it that's been trying to be said to me here, whether that be from God or the universe or whoever you believe, whoever anybody believes in, do you feel that was a gift now?
100%. I've always seen being down as a negative emotion. I've never allowed myself to be down, and I feel like I had about 30 years of it all bang right in. And Carly, you know, was guiding me a lot through that, which was really nice. And she was telling me it was the dark night of the soul, and I'd never heard of that. And I looked it up and I was like, wow. And it is a proper spiritual awakening. Yeah. And I was feeling like an out-of-body experience. I wasn't in control of my emotions. I went from being so sociable to unsociable, to not wanting to speak to people, to wanting to be with nature, wanting to be on my own. But she was like, you don't want to stay there too long. It is up to you when you come out it as well. And, you know, it's been a godsend because it's allowed me now to be more in tune with my emotion. And see, if I'm feeling a certain type of way, I'll express that now, and I'll not keep it in, because I'm like, I don't want to go back there again.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's just like, and we were, you know, just talking anecdotally about stuff before we started recording, and I was talking about stuff I just walk away from now. And that, I think for me, I always got it, intellectually I always got it, but nearly dying makes it awful much easier because I know what bad looks like, and I think I've not got space in my head for that person or that thing, or, you know, so I'm just walking away. And I actually don't even feel I have to have a conversation about it. I'm happy to just walk away. I don't need to be right. You can be right. If you want to be right, you be right. I just need to walk away now. Do you feel stronger, therefore, in that ability? Oh, yeah. So some people, I think, could see me as weak because I walk away without necessarily explaining why. I think I'm golden because I don't 100%. Feel I need to explain myself to anybody.
So, 100%. Mm-hmm. You're spot on there, and you don't, and it's about protecting your energy, because why lash out? And you kind of get through to people that don't understand either, and then, yeah, that's it. Nobody needs an explanation anymore. Like, you just need to protect everything in your life. And as you say, you went through a very traumatic thing, and it's probably to nearly dying, to doing all of this good work and just coming out it, like, every day is precious.
Yeah.
You know, I find sometimes my surroundings, from people I've known from years, they're still stuck in the same wee cycles, and it's a shame, but you can't be there for everybody. And you're right, at times it is good to walk away and protect your peace if something's going to disturb that. I'm 100% a walking way. Even in arguments now, I don't really entertain arguments. I just go, it's fine. Aye. You know, and if I don't get on with the person, I'll say, do you know what, I wish you well. And that's it. I don't wish any badness, but I'm not going to be doing this back and forth stuff that's going to affect me.
Uh-huh, because you just give your energy away, and it's, your energy's precious. And I just can't give it away so freely anymore.
No, that's it.
And that makes my life better, which I think makes my contribution to the world better. So I do think it's better for everybody that I don't want to argue with folk.
No, 100%. You're right. I know, and it can be testing. And, you know, I was talking the other day to one of my friends, and we were talking about being an empath, and being spiritual is quite hard, because even if you get a wee, not a bad thought, but you might get like, oh, this person's annoying me today, or you'll get a wee rant, but then you can sit and go, I feel quite bad, because you feel like you're speaking about them in your mind, and you're like, so when you're spiritual, you can be very overcautious at times, and a bit, I try to go day by day, just being the best person, like the best version of you, isn't it? And it can be draining at times as well, because there's so much to learn.
There is, and I think it's a journey, isn't it, though, Jenna? And, you know, I don't, I probably, there's the wee benefit of a brain injury. If I have been thinking bad about somebody, I forget about it pretty quickly, and so therefore I don't need to pile myself up for it. But I think, you know, it's something that just comes with time. So, you know, you said this was a new bit of a journey you're on, and you've told us you're 35. How are you feeling about what comes next in your life, therefore? Are you feeling more positive? Are you feeling excited? Mm-hmm. What are you feeling?
Do you know, I feel like before, it's very hard to trust something you can't see. My brother, he's just became a reborn again Christian through addiction issues for years, and it's been amazing. And I was right, there's definitely something there now. I've always believed in God and the universe. I just didn't know where to channel my energy. and I've seen his path being so beautiful. And do you know what I've realised? I'm not in control anymore. I'm not forcing things anymore. I'm just really every day I'm just like, this is a journey, and I feel like our paths are all made for us. And it's a shame some mishaps happen in life and misfortune, and we can lose people very young, and that is just a big mystery to me. And I'm just still a bit like, right, that's a shame when things like that happen. And but now I don't worry about things. As long as if I'm a good person doing good things day by day, and I'm not going to stress out about trying to get to the end point, because you can never miss all the in-between. That exactly. is the journey.
It is. It's all in the journey. Oh, so I agree with that.
So I'm at peace now with trust in the process and empty that comes into my life, and even the negative energy that I receive. I know there's wee lessons, or maybe I'm there to help them through their wee stage in life. Mm-hmm. Or anything. I just don't see bad in things as such anymore. I just kind of see it as it's a lesson or a blessing.
I often say that some folk that come into my life are actually dark angels in my life, because mm-hmm. they show me how not to live, how not to be a human being, how not to turn up in the world, and they also propel me off in a different direction. And therefore, it's all good. For me, it's all good.
100%. And can see your down times, they're your best times, but you don't realise it at the time, because you elevate and you start shedding off old habits that you would never have dealt with if you weren't so low.
Exactly.
And that's when you go and you end up going to groups and you meet people that are into the same things, and then you know you're not as wacky as you thought you were, because there's a whole big soul family out there.
Exactly. Okay. Jenna, I'm excited to see what you do next. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. Like, it's amazing, and you're looking incredible. You look the exact same for last time I seen you as well.
My hair's much darker.
You don't age. Share your secret.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.